My name is Serena True. I am 17 years old. Today is June 4th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Sean True, who is my father. We're recording in San Diego, California. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was quite stubborn and self-motivated through my childhood.
Okay, can you go into more detail with that?
I would do a lot of chores for the family. I would go to grocery when I was very young, like maybe 10, 11 years old. And just biking to like miles just to get groceries.
How did you have a nickname, or how did you get it?
I have a nickname of being a big head for being stubborn.
Okay, can you tell me like how you were stubborn?
I wouldn't do as people tell me what to do.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school, when you were still in high school?
When I was in high school, During summer, I usually help out the family, work as a gardener, do all sort of gardening, helping my dad most of those times.
When you were gardening, did you garden like other people's houses or like your own house?
People's house.
Is it boys?
How is it like to have six siblings?
It was a headache, fighting for stuff. Lots of fighting.
What was I like as a child? Was I like you in any way?
Serena was a crybaby. When I tell her to stop crying, she just keeps crying louder and louder and the longest time ever. And she's not anywhere like me at all, like that.
What do you mean? There's other things about me than other than being a crybaby. Can you tell me some other things? Positive?
No, that's the only things I remember right now.
Oh, gosh. Tell me a favorite memory of me.
I can remember vividly on Serena getting a ride on the electrical motorcycle, the little mini motorcycle, and she's driving it and just hitting everything. And that was pretty fun.
Okay, what do you think I inherited from you? For example, likings for food or things or style?
More of a personal style, like take it to yourself. Just take it.
What do you mean by that? Can you be more specific? Like things or something?
Just sort of accept it. Whatever people do to you.
Okay, so you mean by, okay, so like character.
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Yes, I think Buddha. Buddha is the most influential on my life, spiritually and my lively life. It really helped me to survive, otherwise I wouldn't be here anymore.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories and describe it?
Got married. If I remember really correctly. Yeah, my marriage, yes.
Okay, but like, can you be more specific, like, how it was your happiest moment?
I don't know, just being married. The happiest moment.
No, I said go into detail with it. And I was like,
that's just it. Like, why? Like, mama, like, why? What made you feel like?
What made you feel so happy?
Like, well, like, in that moment, like being standing together or, like, dancing together or, you know.
Oh, that's a weird dance.
Holding hands, you know, or just being around your family.
No, like, my marriage is different. It's not like what you see on TV. Right?
No, I know, but I'm saying like, no, what about? I'm saying example like that. Example, yeah. Or like, when mom like yells at you and you can't stop laughing at her because she's like
did
she can't take her seriously like that. Like what part of it so happy?
Did you guys elope by yourself or no?
Why would they elope? Elope is a escape. It's like run off together.
No.
They have a marriage.
No, did you like get married by yourself, like without?
No.
Well, the question's coming next right now.
Okay. Tell me the story of how you met mom.
I met her in Vietnam when she's walking by to buy ice at my uncle's house. And that's how I met her. When she was like 18 and I was like 27.
Okay, and like what did you think of her?
I thought she was very young and very pretty and that's why.
Describe your marriage proposal to mom.
My well, with our tradition is different from the US, because the Vietnamese tradition is like the elders. It's either your parents or someone who's older can go to the girl's family side and ask for proposals. So you just kind of wait for the elder. So I had my grandma, when I went back there, my parents was in the U.S., so I had to ask my grandma to go to the families, to my wife's family size and ask for proposals.
Okay, did you like say anything to mom like before you got married to let her know about it or like something similar to that?
No, it's all adult arrangement. And also when I had a chance walk along with my wife, I asked her if that's what she, you know, would want to, if she would marry me, and she answered she doesn't know, she gotta wait until her parents to answer that questions. So I had to wait.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
I have no plan, no expectations. So I just live as it go along.
Okay, did you expect to come to the U.S.?
No, not at all. I was pulled by my parents and just got on the boat secretly with nobody knows, the whole families. It's like more secret escape.
Okay, what are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life? Or what are you proud of yourself for?
I'm proud of myself personally that I inherit of a more of like a spiritual healing that I can help others. And I was able to do it very, very good.
So you mean like Buddhist and like Buddha and Buddhism, like it helped you and like you're proud of that?
Yes. It's more like a healing energy that you can help sickness from others. Most likely any kind of sickness.
Okay, where are some places you traveled to in your lifetime? What are your most memorable or favorite places?
I think it's Hawaii. It's my most memorable. I think it's the surrounding, the waters, the sands, the breeze, the romantic moments.
Do you remember what you did there?
What did we do there? it was just a vacations, yeah.
Okay, so what are some places you traveled to other than Hawaii?
I have traveled to many countries, like Thailand, Vietnam, Switzerland, India. The most interest part on the India is the Buddha. Buddha was born there. And I actually went back there and walked his Buddha's path, his walk path.
What are some places you'd like to go in the future? Because I'll take you when I'm older.
My next destination would be China. And I would like to visit the Great Wall, the Fushan Mountains in China. That's where the Mother of God famous of the Fushan Mountains.
Would you like to go as a whole family, or would you only like to go with you and mom and me, or just both of you by yourself?
I would love to have the whole family to go there. It's just a question of affordable.
No, I mean, this is going to be when I'm older, so like, and when we're all older, so like, we'll take you.
Yes, I would love to, yes.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like me to do when you're older?
I would like to see Serena graduate from college and have like an office job, or could be an officer in something in military, I hope. Maybe not. But officer would look really cool. Have a family, kids. Yeah, would love to see that.
What is something that you think is interesting about your life, or like happened in your life?
When I was like about 11 years old, we were escaped from Vietnam by boat. And the boat was like very small, maybe 22, 23 meter. But it was like three stages in the boat. And it was like pack of peoples, like 420 people all packed up like like a sardine in the can. You cannot move anywhere. It's like you cannot even walk. If you walk, you have to step on people just to get by. And we were like in the boat for like 7 days. And somehow, miraculously, we got to Malaysia. And we landed. We landed on Malaysia beach. And like people like just jump off the boat and swim to the shore. And it was like maybe a couple hours later and the boat was like all shattered and like all break up in pieces. It's like, wow. It was like a little bit more, it would be like everybody gone. No survival. That was like a miracle part that I remember.
Grandpa told me this part of the story, sort of. Did you encounter any pirates? I think Grandpa kind of mentioned it, but he didn't go into detail.
Yes, we encountered with the, I believe it was like a Thai pirate. They were like maybe 7 or 8 people with guns. And they tried to rob us. And they actually did. They actually robbed. They got some gold and some other jewelry stuff. And they let us go somehow. Usually they just grab the woman or girls. And they would probably kill us. But luckily they let us go without harms.
Okay, thank you for your time. I enjoyed interviewing you.